Hello and welcome to Tibble Nibbles. This is episode 2. The day after I went to eat at Mia or Mere, I went to eat at Hawksmoor. This was the new restaurant in Borough. Some of my friends have been lucky and had got the message about the soft launch. They'd emailed very, very quickly. There'd obviously been a mix-up at the other end, even though they emailed within, 2 minutes of the email coming through. They didn't get a space on the original soft launch, even though one of my friends checked and people who had emailed after 15, 20, 25 minutes were getting them. So very kindly, the people at Hawksmoor extended the offer for the soft launch. So we got a table on Tuesday the 7th, and we went along and took advantage of the half price. The Hawksmoor in Borough is very much similar to other ones that you see around London. It's very much in the sort of Spitalfields Guildhall mould, nice dark wood, quite decent gaps between the tables, all very sort of dark and manly when you go in there. We had a table for 8 o'clock, and I think the only complaint that I would have of Hawksmoor is I love having the steaks that they put up on the board and sharing with my friends. The challenge is, of course, that if you go anywhere later than sort of 7 o'clock, most of the stuff is gone, which is really frustrating considering, they're full all the time. You'd think they put a few more, particularly porterhouses are the ones that seem to run out the most. So we wound up ordering, we ordered too much, I think, as you always do. For starters, we had... what did we have? So we had the potted beef with the Yorkshire pudding, which was really, really good. I like that a lot. We also had the crab on toast, which was delicious. I think the potted beef came third in terms of my favourite. The crab on toast was second. That was really delicious. You get a really, really generous portion. I mean, it was fine to share between two of us. That was great. Very fresh and very zesty. Highly recommended. And then we finished off with what's the best starter and possibly the best thing that they have on the menu, which is bone marrow with onions on sourdough toast. Sometimes the toast can come a little bit burnt, so just be aware of that. It was pretty good when we went, but super tasty, really delicious. They cook it perfectly, and I can't recommend it highly enough. So for main course, we had between two of us too much food. I think as you do when you have these 50% off, you go a little bit mad. So we wound up having a T-bone steak and a fillet steak between two of us. And then we had the mains. So we had the triple cooked chips. We had the beef dripping fries. We also had the cream spinach. And we had sort of a variety of sauces. Now, I find the Hawksmoor chips a little bit hit and miss. I often find they're either a bit overcooked, so the outside is super, super, super crispy, but all the stuff inside has basically been cooked away, or they can come a bit underdone, and they're just a bit claggy on the inside. Unfortunately, this time they were a bit claggy. The fries, on the other hand, were absolutely perfect. They were so good. You can never go wrong with the cream spinach. At Hawksmoor, I think it's probably my favourite place where they have spinach. That was really good. I'm trying to think what else we had. I think that was pretty much it on the sides. And as always, the béarnaise was fantastic. The gravy was excellent. The meat was perfectly cooked, which you pretty much expect when you're spending this sort of money. I managed to leave enough room for dessert because they do my favourite dessert in London. Their sticky toffee pudding is absolutely superb. I think the only place that has it equal is Foxlow, which I understand is staffed by people from Hawksmoor anyway, so I'd imagine they use a very similar recipe. It tastes so good. The toffee sauce is incredible. I think the only thing would be nice would be if they did it with, had an option at least of doing it with custard instead of just having it with ice cream. But I'm pretty old school when it comes to my desserts. I do love custard, and it would be really nice if it was more widely available. It seems to have fallen very much out of fashion. Which is a bit of a shame. So even with the half price, it was still quite a big spend. I think it was wound up being about £73. I wound up, but we had a lot of food. You pretty much needed to carry me out in a wheelbarrow, and I was quite uncomfortable. I didn't need to eat much the next day, which is a shame because I think I went out again, which may well be episode 3. But all in all, it's Hawksmoor. It's excellent. The complaints that I have are more about how it's laid out and how they run the steaks. I really wish they would just get more porterhouses in. I don't know how easy or difficult that is, or whether they just get an allocation every day, but it would be nice if you had a later booking, 8 or 9 o'clock, to not either have the choice between, often they have Chateaubriand left, or, you know, some enormous dinosaur cut that would feed 4 people. It would be really great. Now, what I don't know whether you can do, and it's probably somewhere that I would ask, is whether they would do, whether you could bring up and reserve. I know you can at other places, Little Smoke, which is probably my favourite steak place in London. If you ring up the day before or a couple of days before and request something, they'll keep it by for you so you can come in. I'd imagine that's probably possible at Hawksmoor if you ask them nicely. So that may well be a way around it. So that was my review at Hawksmoor. I love going there. I find it quite difficult to justify because it is very, very expensive. So I go special occasions, really. But I never come out of there feeling disappointed or shortchanged, even if I do spend, you know, £150 or £200 a head, which is very easy to do once you start adding wine and various other bits and bobs. So that was Hawksmoor. If you've got to go to the soft launch of Borough, or if you've been to Borough, let me know whether you liked it. Let me know whether you didn't. Come back to me. My email address is tibblenibbles@gmail.com, which is tibblenibbles@gmail.com, or you can get me on Twitter at tibblenibbles, at tibblenibbles. Please stay tuned for episode 3 of Tibble Nibbles, where we'll be going and reviewing the soft launch of Bokan, which is at the top of the Novotel in Canary Wharf.